Sit down for the tea. Friends and guests are with me. Hope you'll stay a while. Sure to leave a smile. Fill up your cup. It's time to spill the tea.
There's nothing wrong with having a J name.
Anyways, we're back. Nathan, you're hosting it this week. I'm putting the job on you.
What?
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Jordan.
That's Jordan.
Hey guys, and it's Daniel.
He didn't play along with the whole
No,
thing.
I didn't want to play along with it.
On today's episode, we're going to start off with a surprise off the bat. Yes, I remember, D-Bears. What's up?
What's the surprise?
So we may have something in the works for the show.
That's it.
Like it's solidified that we have it.
Have what?
Oh, you went through with it.
We have a sponsor.
Right now?
No, not this episode.
I was waiting. I was like, what is it? I'm excited to hear about
it's
this company.
Next week.
Really?
Yeah. I worked on this.
Alright, well that good news, I guess.
Yeah, so surprise.
That's all right.
We landed our first fucking sponsor.
Let's go, baby.
Let's do it.
Well deserved.
I gotta play that song.
Wait, let's go.
Nathan, we're literally gonna get copyrighted if you do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, someone
can you sing it?
Jordan, here, do the drums. I think it was like.
Let's go.
All right,
but yeah, the baby.
That's the big surprise. I thought it'd be cool just because, you know, I've been wanting to.
No, yeah, it's definitely cool. I'm
you've been pretty consistent
that,
with this too.
You know, yeah. I mean, we grind out. We do this.
We do this every week.
Dude, there's nothing greater
except
than...
Except for those weeks that we didn't do them.
Dude, nothing greater than turning your hobby into a...
Profession.
Into a... what's
career.
It called? No, this isn't our career, Jordan. What's it called?
Monetized.
Yeah, monetize your hobby, right?
Monetization.
Whatever, I don't know. But anyways...
Does that mean we have to watch what we say now?
On other news.
Fuck.
Yeah, another
anywho.
News.
Anywho...
Hey, Jordan, how was your day?
It was great. I woke up, did some laundry. D-Bears hit me up. We went and got food. I almost died.
How exactly? Name from the moment you began to think you were dying.
Well, I was eating some dank kebabs from Nathan's restaurant.
Yeah.
They're to die for.
You guys
for.
Just came to my work and then...
They're to die for. but I was eating some steak and chicken and rice, and I guess the rice like clumped up into a ball and decided to attack me.
Jordan forgot how to chew food.
I did. So then D-Bears took me to the ER. what a homie. I really appreciated that. But yeah, they were going to put some drugs in me, and as they put the IV in, I threw up and I was like, oh, it's gone. And the nurse is like, wow, you look relieved. And I'm like, yes. Yes, it
you're
was.
You're like, can I go now?
I was so confused when you guys left. I was like, dude, like, how, like.
How does somebody
I'm
choke
so
on rice?
Confused. No, it's just like, you said it was still lodged in your throat. And I'm just like, how do you.
How can
how
I.
How is this
how
even
can I
happening?
Talk?
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was interesting.
Hey, but glad you made it. You know, we almost lost you to the light.
Mm-hmm. I know, dude. We would have had to cancel tonight's episode. I'd have been kind of mad.
I mean, you guys could have gone on. You just happened to be here in spirit.
No, we'd have
yeah,
to
yeah, we would have replaced you with Sid or something.
Oh, well,
what happened?
Oh, nothing.
You
just,
dumbass.
I love her. She's an amazing person.
Oh.
But the RNs were, very attractive.
1 to 10.
Especially
just
when
kidding.
Especially when they called me, what was it? Something boo? Sugar boo?
Baba boo? Boobaloo?
Yeah, she's Bubble like, butt. Well, I'll stay in there, boo. The and I was like, ooh.
Dude, get off your phone,
dude,
man.
Dude, sorry, man. Jeez. I just got like a text. God.
Tim Cook can wait.
Yeah, they were all flirting
Tim
with
Apple.
Me, telling me to take off my shirt. Oof.
I
love
I think
the
that's
hospital.
Their job.
Yeah, that's their job, dog. Come on, man.
guys, I need some female attention. It's fine.
All right, now that we've covered Jordan almost dying today, Nathan, what do you want to talk about, buddy? You had some topics.
Oh, yeah, I had countless. Where do we start? I mean, the coronavirus in Irvine, man.
It's corona time.
Achoo. Oh, shit. Oh,
wrong area.
Dude. No, dude, like, our campus is getting a bunch of emails, like, every other hour.
I know, mine got one, too.
Oh, I got one, too. They said only 500 people died out of, like, the thousands of people that got it. And I was like, wow, that's reassuring. 500 people died? Dang.
Did it go up to 500?
I mean, I can bring out the email. I don't know if it's factual, but that's what they said.
Yeah, who emailed you that? You're
the Saddleback.
Oh.
Do you see two movies?
What?
Uncut Gems.
We already talked about that last week. We already talked about that last week. I just didn't erase it.
Interesting.
But yeah, dude, it's kind of wild. Everybody, this guy for the coronavirus, like his scare. This guy was in lecture the other day wearing full-on glasses, like sunglasses, tight as fuck to his, like, eyes, a face mask that was super tight, and then his sleeves from his jacket were rubber banded down.
How do you wear sunglasses tight?
Like, he, like, pushed them as if they were, like, swim goggles.
Bro, what are you talking about?
He wore sunglasses, but, like, you know.
Like,
did he have, like, the band that went around his head and he went.
No, like, he just, like, had, like, large sunglasses where they had, like, a side.
You mean, like, if I just push my glasses back a little more.
Yeah, dude, you almost
no,
broke
but he has,
glasses.
Like, his
Stop.
Glasses had a side frame.
Stop, you're going to break them.
Where they were protective, like, right here. They had walls. So, like, he pushed them for. I'm probably not explaining it very well whatsoever.
Are they, I'm just confused.
Oh,
like,
my
were
God,
they
Nathan,
so tight?
This is a very serious.
That, like,
they left marks around
his
eyes.
Skin was, like, over. Like, his flab.
Overlapping?
His forehead flab was overlapping his frames.
Speaking of glasses, I left mine in your car.
Which ones?
My sunglasses.
Oh, shit. We need to get those right now.
We do, yeah.
All right,
anyways,
we're
going to
take a break real quick.
All right. Well, for today's ad read,
coronavirus. Will it kill you?
Dude,
most likely no.
God, this guy like almost has a near-death experience, and he thinks he can just own the place.
So wait, I heard that alcohol like helps like cure it.
Yeah, specifically Coronas.
Is that
Corona?
I don't know about
is
curing. I don't think Corona's the cure. I don't think alcohol is.
You're
the
right.
Cure.
You're missing the lime.
I just assumed it was a meme, and then I saw it everywhere, and I was like, oh.
So you're just going to take it as is?
I guess I'm going to start drinking Coronas.
9GAG is my is my number one news outlet.
Especially for medical reasons.
Top meme websites.
God.
But anywho.
Yeah, dude, what was on your list? You two were hyping up that you guys had some shit.
He just said that he didn't have anything. While he was working, he's like, I'll think of something. I have a list.
Can we at least talk about Jordan fucking sending us a thirst trap?
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
Isn't that every
so
day?
So let me.
No,
that's
this
you.
Is, this is thirst. Oh. This is like 3 a.m., like major thirst trap. He's like, hey, guys, what do you think about this girl?
Okay, let
Lo
me explain.
Lo and behold.
So I saw.
Oh, it was James Charles.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok where they sent this photo of James Charles, but I didn't do
in
it
a
right.
Wig.
Yeah, I didn't do it right. They cut off the face, so it was just the ass and the waist part. And everybody in his group chat was like, damn, send me the at.
You also told us right before saying, I'm going to send you guys like.
Yeah, I fucked up, okay? But, yeah. But the funny thing is, Nathan was like, bro, you sent us one of those? It's like James Charles. And I was like, bro, that is James Charles. He said that without even knowing who it was. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm kind of smart.
Yeah, you're smart about that certain topic.
I'm just good at identifying James Charles, dude.
Oh,
I hope I run into him at Coachella.
It's kind of my superpower.
Oh, that's a terrible superpower. I'm sorry.
Bro, we don't get to pick him.
That is true. Mine's choking on rice, so.
That's not a superpower.
Oh, that's my kryptonite. Rice.
God.
Do you have any topics, D-Bears?
Honestly, I wanted to talk about... Because Jordan, when Jordan and I were eating today, we were talking about how, like...
You mean when I was choking.
Before Jordan was choking, we were talking about how, like, we were thinking about past bad dates.
Oh, yeah.
And what led to that point.
Bro, have you ever had a person, like, invite you over to their house and, like, okay, we're going to watch a movie.
So I guess Jordan will start.
Hang out. And then they invite another guy over.
Oh, this is getting spicy.
Bro, that happened to me. It was fucking annoying.
Annoying?
Yeah. Well, okay, so it was during...
You mean like you didn't leave? Like you were just annoyed?
I'll explain why I couldn't leave. It was during the time
period. Were you in the middle?
No, it was time... It was part of that time period where I crashed my car. So not only did I not drive there, I Ubered there. So I was having her drive me home. Because I didn't want to pay for an Uber again.
She invited another guy over?
Yeah, and she's like, he's like my brother, don't worry. And they were like tickling and fighting, and I was like, bruh.
Bro, who the hell was
this? Dude, how do you get into that situation?
Wait, was this, this is the girl you know? Like,
yeah, yeah, she's my friend now. She's cool.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, okay.
She's definitely a cool friend.
She's your friend now, that's so wild.
The way that she...
she's a cool
she
friend
brought that
now.
To me. Yeah, the way she kind of put me in the friend zone was kind of harsh.
Was it the best friend being invited?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of my worst ones, I would say.
Nathan?
Anybody else?
I don't... I mean, I don't get around, you know?
Bro, I don't
have
any bad ones.
Do you have a bad
ones.
Date?
A bad date? You mean, like, not with a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I think you've had with Egypt.
I've never had a bad date.
Awkward date?
Awkward, bad.
Yeah, I guess I like went over and we watched Netflix and
chilled.
There was no chilling. There was absolutely no chilling at all. She sat on like the very like edge of the couch.
Damn.
So it was like really weird.
It was hanging out.
And then like, yeah, I guess we left awkwardly too because nothing really happened. Yeah, I guess so. It was just a, yeah. It wasn't a bad date. It was just like, you know,
awkward.
It was just like a... All right, I'm.
What about you?
I'm kind of okay with not doing this again.
I've had two. Would you guys want to hear the weird one?
Why not both?
Or, why not both? Okay, fine. I guess.
Wait, you've had multiple dates?
Yeah.
Why are you surprised?
Well, like I don't know. I don't remember any.
I've told you some of them.
All right, let's hit me with one.
One of them, it was this girl in my math class. And so I get her number and everything. Everything seems to go pretty well when we're texting. We meet up.
When was this?
This was 2-3 years ago now.
Wait.
Shut up. I know.
Wait a second.
There was a brief stint, okay?
Oh, it was during that time period.
Yeah, it was during that
Got
time
it.
Period.
Got
wait
it.
A
little breaky achy where I was being a degenerate for whatever reason. So I tried to see how it would go in the outside world. So we meet up, we go to study and everything. Everything's going pretty well. We get some food to like, it'll take a little study break. Then we're talking about how like we got bad grades in these classes and like we wish we could get them changed, right? You know, normal student shit. Then she tells me, she's like, oh, there's
I'm
this one professor. No, God. She's like, oh, I had this one professor that wouldn't change my grade. I had an 89.94, but she wouldn't round me up to a 90 for that A. And I was like, oh, damn, that's pretty rough. I made a bet with my professor from a D to a B. And she's like, what? No way. And then she gets deeper into it. She's like,
no way.
She got deeper.
She goes deeper into the thought of it. And she goes, yeah, I have dreams where I kill this professor repeatedly. And like this is us getting back to our house, and I was like,
I think I remember you telling me this.
Yeah, this is a while back. So I was like,
wait, is
oh.
this? Is this? Ish Asa.
Bane? I sure hope not.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah, the Dark Knight. Oh yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah,
that's her.
I was born
yeah.
In the
so that was one of the bad dates, and then one. I don't know if it was a date, but it felt like a date with how everything was playing out.
Interesting.
So we met up. We went to Earth Cafe.
Dude. Okay. I mean, that's fine.
What?
You can't say that's a bad date if you didn't even know if it was a date.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Fuck it. I won't say that
It was
one.
A bad attempt at a date.
Yeah, it was a bad attempt if it was a date. So what happened?
You gotta know it's a date.
Dude,
you gotta,
fuck this shit.
You gotta be like, hey, you wanna go out? Like, you gotta
Well, yeah,
ask
it
her
was
out.
Like, hey, like, do you wanna go out this weekend? And then we're like, she goes, yeah, like, cool.
That's like a friend's thing. I mean, like, hey, you wanna go out to dinner with me? Like, you wanna, like, can I take you
yeah,
out
we
to
went
dinner?
To go grab coffee. Sorry, we don't just eat all the time.
I don't get that. That's like a new trend. It's
just
like, let's
coffee?
Go get coffee.
That's not a trend.
That's not a trend. It's just a thing.
I don't like it.
Oh, sorry, Jordan, you're lactose intolerant. You
don't like sorry, coffee. They're not asking you to go-kart.
Yeah.
Or honestly, I asked somebody to go go-karting recently.
For what they say.
Was it TikTok?
It was TikTok.
Yikes.
No. I didn't have an accent, but okay, go on.
But yeah, she said...
no.
Well, she said, I already done that.
I already did that. I
big
did yikes. That in my life.
Did that, done that. Next.
I already went to first grade. I don't need to go to school anymore.
But no, it will be fun. Might be happening this weekend. We'll see.
Let's just hope you don't eat at Nathan's.
Are you sure
again.
It's a date, though?
Yeah, no, it's for sure it's a date. It's for sure it's a date. But D-Bears, back to your story that you haven't got to yet.
So then...
I thought we already did.
Yeah. He got to the part where he said...
So we get to Earth Cafe.
To kill her.
No, this is a different girl.
Oh, and now we're a different
so
girl.
So we get to Earth... I pick her up, right, and everything. And then we end up at Earth Cafe because we want to go get coffee. And I was like,
oh,
all right, well,
you're gross, dude.
I know. Fuck me for supporting
I've never
a little
been
shop.
There. Is it good?
It's all right for drinks.
Isn't it
food
pricey?
Sucks. Food sucks. Drinks are good. And you can quote me on that. So we get there. The first thing that happens before we even get into the cafe, I guess.
She acts.
She opens my door. And you know how in like Laguna the curbs are high?
Oh.
Okay.
She nails my door. Completely.
Yeah, like, definitely not a date.
Like some of the paint chips off, I think. She's like freaking out. She's like, oh my God. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I'll pay for the damage. And I was like... No, that's a lot. Like, no, don't worry about it. But at that point, I was just like, oh, this is only going to get worse.
Why?
Because then she starts asking me, like, or she doesn't ask me, but she starts saying, oh, like, I feel like you're pretentious. Like, just calling me pretentious to my face as I'm driving.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Who is this?
I'll tell you afterwards. But I don't want to, like,
oh, my God, I'll pay for your car. You're pretentious.
And get her fucking, like... And get her, like, DDoS or some shit. Like,
wait,
fuck that.
All right, yes, never mind. No, you'll get picked up.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh, man, this is awful.
I don't
so dropped her off back at home, and then, yeah, just contemplated my life decisions up to that point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, do I know her? When was this?
This was... this
Detective
was October?
Nathan.
Of this year? Or
last year.
October?
Yeah.
I'm contemplating who this could
don't,
be.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you about
I'm
it after we finish.
Real hard.
No, please don't think about it on the podcast.
I feel like you told me.
I definitely told both of you.
Wait, really?
I told you the day it the hour after it happened.
Probably.
Because I met up with you that same night, bitch.
I don't really? Know.
Yes. I met up with you. We went to BJ's.
BJ's?
Really?
Yes. Dude,
with
you,
who?
You fucking alcoholic.
We've gone to BJ's several
drinking.
Times. Oh, that was the time we saw the guy that I used to work with.
No, no, no. This is a different time. It was just Nathan,
oh,
me, and his girlfriend.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, I'm not even kidding you.
So maybe I don't know who it is.
But yeah. Anyways,
I was
those are
dating
my...
dating her at the time or no?
Yeah.
No,
no, not yet.
No.
If it was October, no, not yet. Sorry, you're soon to be
wait,
girlfriend.
Then why did I go out with you?
Because you both wanted alcohol.
Really?
Yes. You fucking alcoholics.
Oh my God, I don't remember this.
Yeah, you know why? Because you blacked out and you don't remember anything since New Year's.
Nathan, this is your intervention.
Yeah, I'm not even recording, actually. This is all off.
Dude, it doesn't even matter. We're going to get blacked out next
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two weeks. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. That's right. I have exams, bro.
Well, you have an exam for me. It's how much I can drink.
I think my girlfriend's coming down that weekend, so we'll go.
Just to celebrate with him or just because? Because Valentine's Day. Yeah, I was dumb.
No, it's for
no, Jordan's B-Day. She doesn't believe in Valentine's Day. She says that it's a Hallmark holiday.
Which I'm confused. I don't know why she's coming. Decided to come down that day. And
she
now
wanted
I have
to see
to,
yo, check Jordan's phone.
Now I have to do something.
Nathan, check Jordan's phone.
If someone doesn't believe in something.
Like Santa.
But then.
Maybe she just wants to see you. She's very into social
oh,
media.
Oh, how
maybe
convenient that it happens to be on Valentine's Day,
and
even though
birthday.
She's coming down
maybe
the
she,
next weekend after that.
Maybe she just wants to post
Jordan,
something on Instagram.
Let's see your phone, dog.
What?
Are
you
what
accusing
are the me?
Wait, I don't get
but yeah, anyways.
Accusing me of talking to your girlfriend.
Anyways, have you guys seen the new... Or What? Nate, Jordan, you saw the new trailer for is it Fast 9?
It's Fast, yeah.
Dude, Nine? Han's alive no. and John Cena.
Han is alive, dude, John all. Cena.
Okay, why does the enemy have to drive a Mustang?
Because Mustangs are disgusting.
John C- oh.
Wait, what?
Hold up.
Literally the same exact model.
Are you fucking
model?
Talking shit on Stang Gang?
My exact model is in Fast 2 or 3, and it's the enemy, and he gets the whole car Stang gets like gang. Crushed underneath the thing. Stang Gang! Ka-ka. But yeah, it gets crushed. And I was like, really? You have to treat the Mustang with nice.
With respect. Nice. No, I would crush a Mustang.
Please don't.
I'd crush every American manufacturer.
Even a Challenger or Charger?
Yes.
Hellcat? Oh, Hellcat. Mm.
I think the only American car I like, maybe, is the Ford GT.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a dream right there. I'd probably buy one if...
That's the only one I like.
My favorite YouTuber growing up has one now. I'm so jealous.
Is it Doug DeMuro?
It's Captain Sparkles.
Jake... What's his last name?
Paul?
Yeah.
Bro, speaking of Jake Paul, he just won a boxing fight, and now he's going to be fighting KSI.
Wow.
He got
amazing.
First round KO, which I kind of saw coming.
But did he do it in 40 seconds like Conor McGregor?
23.
Oh, okay.
To be fair, the person he fought wasn't.
Oh, right. So it was Conor
McGregor finished a fight.
No, it wasn't
faster than that anyways.
Conor McGregor could definitely take on Jake Paul. I really want KSI to beat his ass, but I don't know. It's going to be a lot harder than Logan.
Why don't they just go back to gaming?
Well, Jake Paul wants to do this professionally now.
Because Nathan.
He's not making content.
Why don't they just play UFC 2, like, competitive?
God. Well, KSI kind of wants to not do it anymore.
He's just what?
The whole boxing thing. He's only doing it because he's like, yeah, you fight Gibb. If you win, then fine, I'll give you a shot.
So it's all just money to him at the end of the day.
Well, for KSI, yeah. I mean, he's undefeated. So he's like, why do I don't need to fight you.
That's true. I mean, it's like he's doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. He's chasing
What's wrong
that
with
bag.
That, dude?
But he actually
dude, nothing, bro. I would keep chasing the bag.
He
if
actually
I was
does
him.
Hate Jake Paul, though. Before with Logan, it was more staged. No one likes Jake, so I'm excited to see this. We'll see. I honestly, it's going to be close. It's a close
God,
one.
Dude, I still can't believe you watch those two brothers.
I don't. Okay, Logan, I'll say it.
Dude, don't touch my teabags, bro.
He's changed.
Don't touch my teabags.
Logan
mm-hmm.
has changed?
Yes.
You took it out the wrong way.
I know. I was trying to take
Wait,
it out the right way.
Why is her head...
Dude, what is in here?
I literally said, don't touch my teabags.
Why are they like
in a brown
individual.
Bag?
Dude, stop.
Ooh,
that's my,
that wait. Smells good.
That's my green tea. Fuck off.
Come buy tea?
Dude, can we have some
not
right
sponsored,
now?
Not sponsored, by the way.
This is the official tea, and we're not drinking tea right now.
You guys haven't picked that up for the past 23 episodes? Oh, no. We actually drank tea one episode this entire lifetime of this podcast.
Guys, I just actually got a reminder or a memory, I guess, and our first shoot or first podcast was exactly a year ago from today.
How do you know?
Because that's I took
Are you
this
sure
photo.
A year ago from
Damn.
Today.
I took this photo and it's on my Snapchat memories. We still have the cardboard box everything came in.
Oh, that's when we bought everything.
No, this is when we were heading over to
Nathan's.
I think that might have still been the that might be the first time,
when
but
we
then
rough,
I don't think we
Oh,
uploaded
that might have been
one.
The rush.
Yeah, we
rough
uploaded
cut.
February 19th.
That might have been the rough cut. But that
yeah,
was the first time we
were,
went over
those
to.
Those were us trying to figure out how to talk to each other.
I think we did
other.
Two episodes that didn't make it, and then
we did
then
three.
We vaulted we those three. Episodes.
Wait, what?
We vaulted all those episodes. I don't even know where those files are.
Yeah, and then the third one we uploaded.
Yeah, and then we have a drunk episode somewhere.
Yep.
Somewhere.
I have it. I
you think. Have it? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, that was crazy. We live streamed that one. Anybody that was
big
there.
Big mistake.
Wild,
definite
dude.
Big mistake. Wild. Off those
dude, that was
off
everywhere.
Those angry
We actually
oceans.
Like got a lot of people to like hop
oh,
in.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. We even
Oh got, yeah, dude. Definitely, bro.
All right, so Jordan, what did you want to talk about? You had a list. Because I'm shit out of stuff.
Nathan, we talked about this. This is a good topic for you.
Why do you hate every movie that exists that isn't Parasite?
That's not what I was going
That's
with.
That's false as well.
No, me and D-Bears are very single men. We've only been in one relationship
in our
lifetime. Okay. How do you do it?
How do I do what?
What's the trick?
I've only had like two or three.
That's two or three more than we have.
You mean one or two more?
I know. Fuck you. What do you do?
I don't know. You've had sex with more women, haven't you?
Wow.
You just don't date them.
We're going there, I guess.
I'm just saying.
What's your body count?
Jesus Christ. Yo, we don't need to talk about
He's
going to
put
this.
Me on the spot.
I never said your number.
I'm willing to share it.
Please, no.
I don't care.
I don't think our listeners need to know Jordan on
Anyways.
The side.
But yeah, any advice? I feel like a lot of the time, before you get into a relationship, a lot of time you're like, nah, dog, I'm not feeling it.
Oh, God, he's such a bitch about it.
He says that multiple times.
He's like,
times.
Oh, dude, I don't fucking like her.
Well, after the first time, I was like,
And then you're always like, bro, she's going to have to make the first move. Like, I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really sure
about
this.
Like, after, like, I broke up with the long-term one, that first one was like, all right, like, this is nice again. And then I realized how, like, annoying she was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The woo-woo.
Ooh, I mean, not that annoying, but.
She's a nice person. She's just a woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a lot for me,
to be
honest.
Woo-woos are kind of hard to keep up with.
And then, like, we're honestly, like, not, like, the same people. Like, I'm not a clubbing person, like, every weekend. Like, that's not.
Oh, yeah, every weekend. Yeah, we could go.
I want to go again.
She'd ask us every weekend.
Yeah, I remember during finals week.
Yeah,
finals week.
She's like, hey.
It's a
bit Jordan,
much.
Finals week. Huh?
I think that's what. No, I think that's what that was the straw that broke the camel's back for D-Bears. Because D-Bears, after that, was like, I fucking hate her.
Wait,
she invited me to go clubbing on finals.
Who
week.
Fucking killed the camel?
Yeah, wait, why do we own a camel?
Wait, have you not heard that expression?
No, we have, but why is it a camel?
Wait, who kills a camel with a straw?
We do, because we use so many. This episode is sponsored by Metal Straws.
Camel cigarettes.
Or even better, stop using straws.
Dude, my favorite restaurant switched over to paper straws. I'm so fucking pissed.
Jordan, how about this? You just don't use a fucking straw in general.
No.
I don't understand you.
It's so
okay,
nice.
Well, and then this relationship, getting into this one, I was iffy because I was, like, disappointed at, like, two failed attempts. Because
you just listened to Igor repeatedly, huh?
So I was like, and also, she was, like, moving away, so it was like,
did you know at the time,
like,
though?
What?
You didn't know at the time?
No, I didn't. Yeah. But then, like, we started hooking up. And then, like, after, like, the second time we hooked up, I was like, what
She's
are
the
we?
One.
And then she told me. And
She's
then
like, what
like,
are we?
No, I said that.
I love those.
Oh, you said
yeah,
that.
Those are,
yeah.
Those are always the fun conversations.
And then she just told me, like, oh, like, she's moving.
See, my biggest
I was like,
thing
well,
is,
shit.
With my ex, I just assumed we were together. And then she's like, well, are you going to ask me out? Like, what? Like, for me, I've always thought it was really cheesy that you're like, want to be my girlfriend?
I actually like that. I usually ask them.
Well, now I know I have to.
I mean, you don't have to, but, like, it's a nice...
It's, like, the respectable thing.
Gesture.
Yeah, but I just... I don't know. That was my first real, real girlfriend.
Wanted to announce. I forgot to tell you. If you guys are down to go to another
Germany?
Club soon...
What?
Let me know.
Wait, what?
I'm down
to go
to
another
club.
Club.
I am so down.
I have a lot more spare time. I really don't have that much spare time, but I...
Wait, yeah, it. Wait, what?
I am down to go. I want to go again, especially after my birthday. But I don't want to go every single week. Like, maybe once every year would be great.
I don't want to go at all, but I guess I'll go with you guys.
No, just go with your girl. It'd be fun.
So you don't want me to come with you guys?
No, I do want you to come with. It's just come with her so that you
also, have
fun
why are we talking
too.
About this over right now?
I don't know. Let's jump to the next topic.
The audience
I bought tickets
too.
To Love in August.
Love Island?
No, Love, the artist.
That's cool.
I'm very excited. It's going
to
be...
Dude, I'm excited for you. That's crazy.
Dude, it's wild.
That's balls to the wall, camel breaking back, straw staking. Crazy, dude. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, what's in your water, dude?
What's in your wallet? Speaking of buying tickets, when are we buying our tickets for Germany? Mister, I haven't renewed my passport.
I plead
I don't
the
have
fifth.
One.
Yeah, I gotta get that soon.
Do we buy them in like July? I've never really traveled.
The sooner the better.
No, yeah, we gotta buy them like yeah. soon.
Like, I've definitely never traveled to know my travel etiquette.
I'm not buying a ticket until you get a passport and he renews his. Yeah, I don't want to go alone. And my mom's like, I'd go with you. I'm like, Mom, I'm not going to make you go to Germany with me.
You can always wait till next year.
We could.
I already posted the caption saying I'm going this year. I have to prove a point.
I guess we're going this year.
At this point, it doesn't matter when we go.
We should take the podcast stuff with us.
Ooh, that's risky though.
Why?
Losing it?
How would we lose it?
A lot of people wouldn't lose it.
The airport would lose it. A lot of bags get lost at the airport.
I have traveled many times and I've never lost one bag.
Yeah, that's your same here.
Bro, people lose pole vault poles on planes. How do you lose those? They're 12 feet, like 20 feet long.
They probably just like... They probably slid right through.
Right through the plane?
Yeah. Dude, people mistake him for an actual pole. And they're like, oh, shit, did this just fall out of the plane? You gotta install this back in.
Oh, God. No, but I'm down. I just want to travel at least once this year. That's my goal.
Oh, I'm traveling like 3 times this year, but.
We should go to.
All right, dude, we get it. You can leave your fucking house, bro.
Mr. I'm going
to
travel. So when are we going to San Fran? Because I really want to go.
It's nice for like 2 days.
Oh yeah, we're all supposed to go.
We can go for 2 days.
I'll tell you that right now. It's nice for 2 days, and you never want to go like live.
That's
there.
All we're gonna do. 2 days.
Personally, though, I'm a very positive person. I had fun at the hospital today. So I'll have fun anywhere.
I make
the best out of anything.
You were happy at the hospital because you were loopy and choking.
I was, well,
you were
yeah.
losing
you were
oxygen.
Loopy and choking.
You were literally losing oxygen to your...
I'm having a... I was moaning. I was like, doctor?
Yeah, so when we're in the ER waiting room, the lady that was asking Jordan questions, I was sitting there, I was like, this man's literally losing his oxygen to his brain. And you want to ask him name, sex, birthday, and date. It's like, what?
On the way there, D-Bears is like, where's the emergency? You want to go to the emergency room? I'm like, yes, please. He's like, bro, you have the audacity to say please? Like, yeah, I was raised to say please. Even when I'm dying.
I was like, this lady is just going to let this man die in the waiting room. I guarantee.
Dude, I felt like that. When they brought me back, I was waiting for probably like 30 minutes before they even did anything. I was leaning up against their cart like,
you got to love
I'm going to die. I mean, to be fair, they didn't have me wait with the other people. They put me straight there, which was nice.
Did you get a bill yet?
No, I already paid it. It was $100.
Just like that?
Yeah, it's just the copay.
Oh, I'm going to check how much.
But still, I was going to put that in saving today. Where else do you guys want to travel?
Japan. Oh, we talked about this last week.
Oh, my God.
We talked about this last week with Kyle.
Oh. Like anything in the country, though.
In the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. I like to go to the East Coast.
East Coast, for sure.
I just want to leave Cali.
Dude, my card doesn't say anything.
I'm pretty sure it falls under your policy.
It should be right here, but it's not.
Dude. My insurance doesn't cover a visit at all.
Is it Blue Shield?
Oh, we have HSA plan. That's probably a higher plan than mine.
Oh, yeah. If you have HSA,
it's probably just covered.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Dude, sick. I could just hop in the ER whenever I want.
See, mine has like office visits, ER, $100.
Oh, whoa. That one, that's crazy.
That's brave.
Yeah, but you have.
I was like, this is the same card I gave the lady.
You have Benefits Plus, though.
It's from Albertsons.
Oh. Mine's from Blue Scope.
Well, also, you just have a better plan.
How do you even know?
Because
how would you know?
Yours doesn't have prices.
So that's just like, bro, it's free.
Yeah.
Wait, office visit is $25.
Yeah. So if I see the doctor, it's $25.
Oh, ER. Oh, okay. What is DXL?
I don't think anyone cares about
our healthcare.
Dude.
But what is DXL?
I don't fucking know.
It's covered. Fully covered.
I know.
So like,
it's probably nothing that I'm ever gonna use. It's
dick enlargement. I think that's what it is.
Bro, I should get that
DXL. Yeah, Jordan, you need it. Okay.
You get one free dick enlargement.
Jesus Christ.
No, but seriously, in the country, where do you guys want to travel? Arizona would be cool.
Teja.
Visit our boys.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Speaking
Sweden.
You're talking about in the States.
Yeah.
The United States.
Sweden, Idaho.
God, I fucking hate
Oh, my God. Sweden would be cool, too. I want to meet PewDiePie.
Dude, he's like talking older about in the country, bro.
Yeah, you fucking.
Bro, you brought up Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden, Idaho.
I kind of want to go to Yellowstone.
Oh,
that'd be nice.
We just sounded like minions right there. Ooh, banana.
I never saw it.
Say New York or Boston for me on the east.
Boston.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
I'd say Nantucket.
Texas.
Dude,
would
Nantucket
be pretty cool.
Fucks, okay? Leave me alone.
Dude, Nantucket slaps.
Absolute slapper.
Dude, it's a slapperoni.
We should go to Hawaii.
Dude, it slaps me all around.
I have extended family over there, and they have a boat. And I literally drove their boat to a, like...
Dude, that's a spanker.
Shut up. Fucking leaves, goes to Hawaii every year. You're going to go to Hawaii again this year, Nathan?
Yeah, dude, that's going to spank the shit out of me.
Fuck you and your wealthy family.
Can I come with? I'll do the spanking if it gets me.
No, you can't come.
Oh.
Unless you want to pay for it.
How much is it?
Oh.
I don't know.
I'd be so down. Dude, the boys flight take is like Hawaii. 500? The boys take Hawaii.
Maybe 300?
Dude, I want to get... That'd be nice.
I don't know. I don't look them up.
We should go.
To Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. All three of us?
I thought you don't like the beach because you're pale.
No, I don't like the beach because the sand's coarse and it gets everywhere.
Ah, Anakin.
No, seriously, I loved that movie so much as a kid because I was like, bro, someone gets me.
That's it. That's why you liked it.
Yeah.
Not because of its Star Wars, but
because it's Star Wars.
They really speak on your problem with sand.
Dude, it's true. No one's ever confronted me and said, bro, I hate sand. It does get everywhere. It gets in your butt cheeks. It gets like in the creases of your balls.
Don't forget the booty hole.
The booty hole. Oh, I hate the booty hole. Oh, and then it gets like in your pants. So I can't wear like the ones with like the net in them
anymore. Between the sack and the penis.
The gooch. Oh, wait.
The little crevice.
We're getting
the little pocket.
Let's just say sand's not very good. But I like snorkeling.
I like to call it the gouch.
Isn't the weenus? Oh, no, that's this.
All right, go ahead, Deepers. You were going to say something?
Yeah. God damn. I wanted to ask, Nathan, have you downloaded Byte yet?
Okay.
For my gouch?
Yes, for your gouch. No, you fuck.
That's the vampire dating app, right?
Byte. No. Oh, my God, Jordan, I hate you so much.
Did
Jordan tell you he goes on Facebook date?
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Jordan uses Facebook about that date.
Too. Wait, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, this episode is honestly just roasting Jordan's dating habits at this point.
What is that?
Okay, so I was on Facebook, and I accidentally pressed the middle button, and it said, Facebook dating, join now. And I was like, oh, that's scary. So then one night when I was FaceTiming my friend, I was like, bro, let's just do it. So I signed up, and...
Who's your friend?
Nathan, we both already know this answer.
The only person I ever FaceTimed.
Oh, TikTok?
No. Regal.
Oh, underage.
No, she's underage.
Oh, Jesus, okay, never Christ. Mind. Go on.
To clarify, when I met her, she was.
And it's been like a couple of years
now. Yeah, so now we're friends. Anyways, where was I?
Oh,
Facebook dating. You just upload a few photos. It doesn't share anything to your timeline. It's just like a regular dating app. But it's weird because it takes like your interest that you made
swiping.
Yeah, but it takes your interest and stuff like that from when you were 13 and you didn't know what it was.
So it still has Sugar Ray on there.
Yeah. So when I had to put my Sugar Ray. When it asked what you did for a living, it said professional Pokemon trainer, and I was like, nope, changing that.
Dude, you should have kept that.
You really should have.
And based off of groups that you're in, so I could like find people based off a Mustang group, or I could find people based off of Pokemon Go events.
Minecraft.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. But I don't do that.
Hentai.
Oh, but there's also a really weird feature. It's called Crush.
Dude, can you not videotape me?
There's a Crush feature where you can crush on any of your friends that you currently have.
Dude, like for a rate.
It won't tell them that you
dude
crushed
swipe
on
for a rate. Holy shit, Facebook
no,
is
but
changing
it doesn't
the game.
It doesn't tell them that you crushed on them. It just tells them
it doesn't
that
tell
somebody
you that you crushed on them.
Like that you have
didn't
a crush
on them.
Yeah, I didn't squish her. But it doesn't tell. They just get a notification. Somebody has a crush on you. I haven't done it.
So it's like someone poked you, but you don't know who poked
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
The old version of poking.
Bro, I forgot about poking.
That shit was so weird.
Dude,
that shit
guys,
was like
guys,
Snapchat.
Did you guys go back and forth? Like just poke.
That's
poke,
why
poke,
I said
poke.
It's like yeah. Snapchat. You gotta like re-poke everyone.
I remember when I was younger, I would get texts, hey, poke me back.
It didn't, like, the number didn't go up, though, right? There was no numbers. It was just a thing.
There was no numbers.
Yeah.
You just get notification that you got poked.
Oh, Facebook was behind.
Yeah, like crazy
yeah,
times.
I miss MySpace.
All right.
I hope Tom's doing really well.
Dude, I actually liked MySpace. I never had one.
Jordan was that guy that had a MySpace page that would have anime background and music.
My Facebook was kind of like that. I had anime backgrounds.
You go on Jordan's MySpace and it's just his whatever space, and then the music of Minecraft is playing.
hey, you don't fuck with Jordan. He's a mod.
Bro.
So for any of those single girls out there that want to know Jordan, know this. He's a mod on Minecraft.
You better hurry. It might change soon.
Jesus Christ.
I might be not single for long. What were we talking about before this tangent?
Titties.
I don't have those.
You can eat the rest of that fucking teddy, that not teddy bear.
You
can
eat
that gummy bear,
dude. Dude, eat it. Wait, you didn't even eat it.
No,
he literally bit
it,
the
dude.
Head off and put
I'm
it back
not
in its
eating
box.
It tonight.
Eat it.
What's that?
Speaking of that, ever since we did that when I was sick, bro, I can eat spicy things now. Like, well, okay, so I take that back. I can eat sriracha now, without like feeling pain.
Bro, the peak
you shouldn't
improves.
Feel pain when you eat sriracha.
Bro, my mouth's on fire before. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, I need water. But now it's like, bro, I'm chilling. It's like a whole new life.
Dude, that's crazy. That's brazy, bro.
Jordan, what else did you have to talk about tonight?
Oh, let's look.
Because I know you have a list.
Dude, we should talk about what's in our wallets. We should do a new segment on here called What's in My Wallet?
Sponsored by Capital One?
Dude,
that'd
I
be
have
lit.
A Kohl's credit card.
We're not
card.
Sponsored.
Did you guys know that?
Dude,
I signed up for a Kohl's credit card.
Bro, you
card.
Gave them your social?
How many credit cards do you have?
I have two.
Oh, okay.
What do I have in my wallet?
Oh, look at this. Look at this Starbucks card. It's an exclusive Seahawks card you can only get in Washington. That's
are you ever
going to
use it or are you just keeping it?
I have used it. It used to be, dude, I used to be a gold member.
You're
I have
not?
My gold card.
You're not a gold member anymore?
Well, I think they, like, take you off if you don't go for, like...
Well, yeah, but then they have they do that bullshit offer where it's, like, buy one drink right now and
oh,
you can,
yeah,
you can renew your
dude,
year.
Dude, Costco executive member.
I have a Sarku card.
Oh, I didn't know we're
actually doing
this. A
Charlie's card. A tips card because I'm alcoholic.
Joke's on you guys. I don't have a wallet.
Dude, you still have a GameStop power-up rewards card.
Bro, I've kept that all these years.
Dude, you're a loser.
Dude, I have my round one card from when we went that one time.
God, that was such a bad night.
That was a fun night.
Wait, really?
It was a bad night because I didn't win shit and I was mad.
Wait, when did we go?
We went with Lindsay, our old host.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
in La Jolla.
One?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, when the hell was this?
Oh, my God. Were you
this
blind?
Was a couple years ago.
Not a couple days ago.
No, I said years, like a year.
Yeah, it was like a year ago.
A year
did
a
we
year
go bowling?
No.
No, we just played in the arcade.
No, we also... played pool.
We did?
Yeah, remember? I remember
dude, Nathan,
walking in.
Nathan has like... two things. He hates everything, and he can't remember everything.
I don't hate everything.
I remember...
Name one... Okay, another
skyscraper.
Segment here.
Okay.
Skyscraper.
Name something. Hate
Spider-Man
or love
Spider-Man Homecoming.
It. I have to either love it or hate it, all right?
Oh,
so
you
Spider-Man
name
something?
Homecoming.
You name something, and we guess if you hate it or love it.
Oh, no, that's too hard. I have to think.
Okay, fine. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Hate it.
See, you hate it.
Okay.
That's everything. That's everything.
What's that? What was that Quentin Tarantino movie? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Hate it. Nah.
Come by.
Love it or hate it. Love it.
Omamo.
Love it.
You love Omamo?
It's either love it or hate it. I'm not gonna. I don't hate Omamo.
Okay.
Bro,
dude, it's like good
okay,
tea. I just hate the line.
Corkies.
That's what I was saying.
I just hate the line.
It's not
yo,
worth
Jordan,
good
shut
tea.
Up. I'm asking some real questions. Corkies.
Oh, I fucking hate Corky's.
Hate it or love it? I'll love it.
I hate Corky's. Bad times there.
At least he didn't choke to death.
I crashed my car into a tree.
Yeah, well. That's not Corky's fault.
Dude, yeah, that's on you.
Remember when we saw your ex there? You're like, I don't want my apple pie anymore.
Can we go back to the game?
Nathan sheds a tear.
Let's see. Amine.
Love it.
Yeah, we knew that
it's like
one.
An obvious one.
I'm giving him stuff.
Jurassic Park.
Like the entire. Yep.
The series, yep. Yes.
I love it.
Fast and Furious.
Jurassic World doesn't count, though.
What? Fast and Furious.
How many are there?
8 going on 9. Well, and technically 9 going on 10.
I like
1 and 2.
Yeah, that isn't. I guess I hate it.
1 okay. and 2 are good, right? Those
yeah.
are like the best ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I can never get behind it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
anime.
Okay, I know what we're watching.
Probably hate it.
Damn.
Sorry,
is
guys.
Is it all anime?
You can't say Studio Ghibli. You're going to fuck
it.
That's
well,
a,
I can't love
that's
it.
That's a wet towel everyone loves.
Okay, well, the only anime that I've really even watched is One Piece that I love.
Cowboy Bebop?
Pretty good. Cowboy Bebop's good.
You watched One Piece, though?
I didn't watch all of it.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't
I
finish.
I used to watch it.
One Piece is pretty good.
I watched a little bit of Naruto.
Naruto.
I think that's about it. Like, I can't really.
You don't watch a Bo.
I loved that one. That was
that was the guy with the yellow afro
yeah,
that
like,
had the. No, his power was his nose hair.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I've seen
it. It was
that.
On Toonami.
Do you see Afro Samurai?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen Afro Samurai. That one's
good.
Good. Yeah. That one's like gory.
So we're going to all. Know. So who wants to go see Weathering with you?
Okay, I've heard good things. We should go. Because I get it for free.
Okay.
So you won't pay, which is good.
I love you,
just
Jordan.
In case you don't like it. The only issue
well, no,
is...
Well, no, because I'm going to like it.
But the only issue is it's subbed. We Jordan. Don't play it in dub anymore because no one would see it. And I'm so bummed because I want to see the dub.
Well, the thing is, they in those subs, they talk... Like, they're up there long enough, trust me.
Okay, I've been practicing. I'll give you that. I've been practicing.
You need to read a book.
Well, yeah, but he's going at his own pace. He's going to get forced if he watches subbed
I've been practicing on subbed.
I disagree. I think the more you read, the more literate you become.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, definitely. But it's a matter of him reading it quickly, too.
I've been practicing.
I mean, if he reads a novel, that's like 300 pages. I'm sure after that he'll be like, I don't think he'll be, I am
fuck you.
A homosexual.
I am a homo sapien, yes, I'm human. I did take a reading class at Saddleback. Didn't help me at all.
Hey, you just had a bad professor.
He was a great professor.
And you were just
his
a bad
fault.
Student.
Yep, I was going to say, it's not his fault. I didn't want
to Jordan, there's one thing of buying a college class, the next thing is to show up to it.
I did show up to it. I did show up to it. It was also at, like, speed typing, and I was like, ugh.
What are we at?
D-Bears.
We're about 48.
We're about 48.
But I 48. Have been practicing because I want to see Parasite. So
Parasite's on my list right now, but 52. I want to go see Weathering with you. I just watched Your Name.
Nathan, you want to go watch Parasite again?
Dude, I'd love to. I need to buy it on fucking Blu-ray.
If you buy it on Blu-ray, then we can just pause it every 5 seconds.
Christ.
No, but I want to see it on the big screen where it's intended.
I mean, is this TV in my living room big enough for you?
No. Oh, I almost bought a mini
projector.
Dude,
you just insulted D-Bears. You know how materialistic he is?
Yeah, do you fucking know how I live
God,
my life materialistically?
Now he's gonna. Now he has to wait till Black Friday, and he's gonna.
No,
like,
no
I have
he's
to
not
go
gonna
tomorrow.
Wait. He's gonna go tomorrow.
I gotta buy the 100-inch fucking
curved display.
Oh, I almost bought that.
The 100-inch curved display?
Not 100, but I almost bought the curved, and D-Bear's like, bro, then you can't watch it if you're not looking at it straight. I'm
wait,
like, I only
like, what if you don't
I only
want to
look
sit
at
that
it
one
when
position.
It's straight.
Like, what if you're, again, like, in a different position to watch?
Why would I be in a different position?
I
my
don't
bed's
know,
there,
dude.
My TV's in front of me. There's no...
You ever have those, ever have those moments where like, you're in your bed, but you just somehow, like, be in the weirdest, like, configuration?
Okay, your bed's up against a wall.
Are you fucking, like, trying to jerk off and... play and like you have your controller in one hand
like I'm just like this like all right guys what's
your,
up
your laptop's mounted on your chest
I'm like this but like stroking like all right guys let's play another match
I know we've talked about this That's in real disgusting. life, but not on the pod. Have you guys watched it on the big screen porn?
like on a TV.
On the fucking movie theater?
No, no, like on the big screen, like.
Like your own TV.
Yeah, like 40 inch.
I don't think I have.
Dude, it's a whole another ball game.
Well, because you're just stretching out the pixels.
What?
It doesn't stretch.
Well, if you have a 720p, oh, well, you're using your Xbox.
Yeah.
So it matches the resolution pretty nicely.
Yeah.
But if I'm projecting it from my laptop, for example, not that I've done this, but I've done it with YouTube.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
First, the hentai last week was a fucking joke. Now, oh my God.
You guys never did that at parties, though, like sleepovers?
Stream.
Wait. You got together with your guy friends when you were younger and just watched porn together?
I didn't do it. My friend did it.
Okay, I did that in middle school.
Yeah, see? He would project it on his wall. He had a projector.
I don't even know you right now.
Dude, that's the guy that used to live over here.
Was I with you guys?
No. There was a weird times.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a weird time. It's definitely middle school's weird. A weird time.
You're experimenting.
No, high school's definitely weirder though.
No,
I disagree that completely.
First year, no, that first year, that eighth to ninth grade transition.
No, I disagree.
That was just like
I peaked in middle school. High school was like I don't want to be.
You say you peaked in middle school? It's embarrassing
compared to high school. Yeah,
compared to your entire life. Yeah, you probably peaked in middle school. Just kidding.
I mean, I was, like, making out with girls every single week.
And now look at you now.
Yep, nope, not doing that. I need to take advice from my younger self.
I'm telling you, Jordan.
Make out with more women? Is that the advice?
Just suicide swipe on Tinder and hope for the best.
I did get a match. I was doing that when my vision was gone at the hospital.
On which one? Facebook, no, Grindr, Hinge,
okay,
Tinder,
I don't have a Grindr.
Bumble,
but it was Black on Space. Tinder. What?
I don't know. Just making
her
up
name's
some
Storm.
Weird names.
I haven't looked at
Storm.
Like
yeah,
Daniels.
Like
Stormy.
Like, is she a mutant?
she's. I was.
Wait,
yeah,
let
I
me
was
see Jordan.
Suicide swiping when I couldn't see.
Is she?
Oh wait. I matched with her too.
Let me see her. Stormy Daniels.
She's a little chunky, but you know. I don't discriminate.
I think you can do better, buddy.
I think so too, but I, you know, we'll see.
I think you can do better. Maybe Allie. What is the lightning?
Oh my God, that's
you get lightning.
That means it's. I use the boost.
The boost. The fuck was Jordan did the boost,
dude. I don't know, dog.
Why, I don't like how you're going through these.
Alexis.
People. There's a reason I haven't messaged.
Ooh, Jordan's
there's
going.
There's a reason I haven't messaged these.
Jordan's
people.
Going a little.
I'm not
on the. Ooh, ling ling.
Jesus Christ, you can't say that.
Dude, I'm just kidding, bro. Her name is Ling.
It's Lena. It's not Ling Ling.
Dude, I'm just kidding, bro. I'm Chinese.
I don't like that
Do
you're going
have any
through
other topics?
Matches.
Yeah.
Because we've literally gone through like one topic, half of it, and then jumped to another one.
Yeah, that's kind of how things roll around.
God, I'm going to face you after we finish recording.
Have you guys watched Don't Fuck With Cats yet?
No,
no.
Bro,
can we please move on from that? Please.
Why?
So have you guys watched Alexis Texas's new scene?
And that's what you want to move on to.
What's wrong with Don't Fuck With Cats?
Nothing. Oh, we just haven't seen it, so we can't talk about
it. Here it is. Nathan, how depressed are you that Cyberpunk is delayed?
Depressed. Hate it.
Like
Hate
Suicide
the news.
Watch?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys hear what's
I'm kind of glad, a little bit glad, since...
since he was in the middle of the semester.
It's delayed past my graduation, so that way I don't have anything to distract me.
That's very true.
And then I get to play it while I have no life after school.
Yeah, you'll have
what
a busier life.
Do after you graduate? You're going to work like a normal human being?
Dude, can we talk about that on like
Move
the next
out?
Episode?
On the next episode. Have you guys heard what's going on with Onision?
Oh, yeah, he's a child predator, and Chris Hansen, like, is investigating him.
Yeah.
Who?
You Chris Hansen.
You know,
no, not him.
You know, back in the day, the guy's, I'm a banana, I'm a banana.
I'll like, pull it up while Jordan's explaining.
Like, okay. 2019, it was like 2013 YouTube. Cringy content. Kind of like Shane Dawson's old content. Anyways, what the allegations are is that he had a forum where his young fans would come. And he would private message them, and they would exchange.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. It's a very,
that.
Yeah, that's what blew him up.
I've known this video, but I don't know. I thought it was just a very well-known thing. Okay.
That video is a well-known one, yeah, especially when it blew up.
I thought
up.
You would have known, Nathan. You kind of get on the meme-y sides of YouTube.
Do I?
A little bit.
But yeah, essentially there's allegations that he's child grooming on his forums.
Child grooming? What does that mean? Like he's doing their hair?
No.
He's such an innocent child.
Like a child predator. Conditioning.
Dude, I was kidding,
it's
guys.
It's a form of conditioning, man.
God.
Brainwash. But yeah. So it's come out, there's allegations. It's gotten to the point that Chris Hansen is investigating. He showed up at his doorstep.
Oh, good. I can't wait to watch the next episode of Dateline.
No, it's not Dateline. It's on Take a Seat with Chris Hansen.
Oh.
But he showed up at Onision's door, and Onision called the cops on
him.
What
is his name?
Onision.
It's a dope name. Onision.
All right, are you really saying? Yeah. No, but the creepy thing is there was a known sex offender.
Oh, I guess I can't say that.
On his forum.
It's like saying like Hitler is a cool name or something.
I mean.
Honestly, I've been watching the show and it'd be kind of cool to name my child this, but at the same time, it'd be kind of like
I wonder if every family who had the Hitler surname, like, changed it.
Adolf?
You know, I would think so.
It would be Adolf.
I mean, you know, people still have Hitler. Like, the last name, the surname.
Hitler.
Oh, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, there's not only one family that has Hitler as their last name, right?
It's like
okay,
there's had to be more.
On the radio, I was listening to this. I guess it's a former podcast. I guess it was just radio. But they found people that had the same last name as Hitler, and they interviewed them. Like, how it would affect their life.
And they didn't change their name.
No, they're like, why would I change my name? Because, like, it's still my heritage.
Oh, so you answered my question.
Yeah. But they're like, I thought about it for years, but they never did. Because, like, they're like, it's who I am. I can't let him take away who I am, you know?
Interesting. I think I would just disassociate myself with that name.
Yeah, like right? How I did with mine.
Like, if I was named Onision, like,
Drake,
I guess, like, Cosby. I don't want to relate to a child predator.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
If I was named Chris Brown, people would think I slap women. Jeez. Or if I was... Is that not true? Did Chris Brown not slap Rihanna? No?
I mean, like, once
y'all
saw
the videos.
Once or repeatedly.
Y'all saw the videos.
He also threw hands. He threw hands. he was throwing fades.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, while he was driving. He was throwing fades at Rihanna.
Would you change your name if you were a Dawson because you fucked your cat?
No. Like, is that even confirmed?
No, that's an allegation. Cool. What? It's pretty cool?
That's pretty cool, dude. Bestiality? Fuck yeah, dog.
All right.
I was also watching a YouTube video the other day. And they're interviewing 911 operators.
Surprising.
Wow.
You were watching a YouTube video the other day.
How original.
No, but they were interviewing 911 operators. And the question came up, what's the weirdest call you've gotten? And someone walked in on their son fucking a chihuahua. So they called 911.
Wait, say that again?
Fucking a chihuahua.
One more time?
A chihuahua.
All right, go on.
Chihuahua.
No, go on.
Would you call 911 if you saw someone fucking a chihuahua?
A random person? Yes.
No, like your son.
No, I would probably tell them to let go of the chihuahua. Give up the chihuahua, son.
Drop the chihuahua. No, they also said that a lot of time they call because they can't get their kids to go to school.
That's just a white
what?
Thing.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing. I don't know. I don't
like
they bring
baby
up
leashes?
What race the people were. I would assume they'd be white.
Can you imagine not being able to discipline your own kid?
To parent your child?
I know, right? Can you imagine having to get a baby leash because you can't keep an eye on your own kid?
Dude, that frustrates me all the time at Disneyland.
That just frustrates me in any spot with kids that are on a leash.
I guess that's true, but at Disneyland, it's the worst.
It's like, dog, that's another human. Why?
And they make the leash look so cute. It's like, oh, put this little backpack on.
Oh, I know.
Like, what are you doing right now, Jordan?
Someone asked me what happened to my throat.
You should have said you were deep-throating an Onision.
A child predator? No. No, thank you. But yeah. What do you want to talk about, Nathan?
I feel like you got some burning questions, Nathan.
What do you want to talk
What's
about?
What's your hot take for this week?
Give
us something controversial. What have you learned debate this it right week? Now.
Is...
Yes.
Go ahead, Nathan. Hit it. Come on. I know you have
something. I really tried. I don't have anything.
Did you learn anything this week?
I learned that schools...
Go on.
Continue.
...provide no help to you whatsoever.
Okay. Specify.
Yeah, can you give us an introduction with 3 supporting points?
All right, I mean, like, there's just so many times, but, like, this one time I got an email.
Why are you talking like that fucking guy? Yeah,
one time.
You're talking like Penn, not Penn, what the fuck was that guy's name?
He's shaking his head back and forth.
Yeah. Right. I'll wait for you to look him up.
No, go on.
Yeah, what's your hot take?
I was just so confused on, like, emails I'm getting by enrollment services, and then I call them, and they don't have any answers for me, and I'm like, how do you not know what you just emailed me? And they're, like, telling me to go talk to this person, and that person's telling me to go talk another person. And
I hate that.
It's just, like...
That's Coca-Cola for you.
What?
When you call Coca-Cola to help come service something, oh, to talk to 5 different people, and they keep transferring you.
Dude, I don't need to call Coca-Cola ever. Why would I need to call Coca-Cola? Is there something wrong with my bottle?
I call them all the time.
Jordan's like, hey, man, you up?
I call, hey, like, is this Coca-Cola?
You're my favorite pizza
He's
place.
Like, yeah, can I get a cherry Coke?
They're like, Coca-Cola, how may I help you? Jordan I'd like to order a boneless pizza.
Jordan calls in, hey, man, what's up?
I should do that.
Okay.
I have the number.
Wow, dude. Welcome to YouTube 2 years ago.
Bro, I thought about making a video.
Dude, it's 1:06 in the morning.
Of me calling somebody, good for you, in my shower, because I have a shower speaker now with Bluetooth.
So you can just listen to porn now.
Wait, no, his phone is waterproof, man.
So did you guys see the Super Bowl ad of PETA?
Yeah,
because, like, every animal in the video was doing the Colin Kaepernick or whatever.
What's the Colin Kaepernick?
Okay, wait, it's when you take a knee. It's just like, that's literally that's the biggest offense to people in America.
You take a knee during the national anthem.
I mean, the NFL kicked him out.
Yeah, but can you imagine? That was literally their kryptonite. One man taking a knee.
One man.
For
one
the
knee.
Anthem.
Kicked out of the NFL. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, PETA also sucks. I don't know if you guys already know that.
Yeah, that is true.
What do
true.
They suck?
They suck because they also, on the background, they actually harm animals.
Bro. Don't we all, though? We eat animals.
Hi, Jordan. Do you eat
the Hard Rock Hotel?
Ooh, that's
Hotel.
The Hard Rock Hotel.
The Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas is closing forever.
I guess we gotta go.
I'm confused why they would close.
Oh,
are people not staying
really
there anymore?
Good. Oh, their bowling alley is pretty good too.
They have a good buffet. Dude, we went to a bomb ass buffet.
I know we're going. That's the
dude,
one.
Dude, that's
we go
such
to
a good buffet.
We should go to Vegas too.
You know who went? That girl who sold you that T-shirt. Dude, she went to that buffet. I was like, yo, like, fire buffet. All right, I don't know where I was going.
Yeah. Nice try.
Dude, coronavirus death toll has risen to...
213.
Dude, it's like you're reading my Twitter right now.
I am. I'm looking at your glasses.
Are you?
No, because they don't have that reflection right now.
They don't have that reflection, though.
Dude, can you believe that...
All right, we're just going to shoot. You want to wrap it up?
Dude, the Lakers lost today.
Oh, yeah.
They did lose
a
legend.
Oh, my God. Portland scored 127. I feel like that's a lot.
You guys want to wrap it up?
I don't wear a rubber.
I don't either.
All right, guys. I guess I'll fucking wrap it up.
Oh, wait.
Thanks again.
on Twitter, I changed my Twitter bio, not Twitter, my Tinder bio to I like.
I'll just go fuck myself.
I said I like my sex like I like my cookie dough.
Are you reading that? Because you're in someone's
Snapchat. No, I'm saying that's what I put.
Because what we did you put again?
I like my sex. In other news, like Jordan like doesn't wear condoms. My cookie dough raw.
Oh, I was listening to D-Bird.
So what Jordan wants is salmonella. He has sex.
What did you just say? He's salmon.
Gonna, he's going to get salmonella. All right, we're going to wrap this up. God, these guys are fucking stupid tonight.
Bro, I have an eight.
Thanks for listening. I'm it's fucking I'm
stupid
tired.
Tonight, bro. It's just stupid tonight, hey, bro. Hey.
Woo! Shut up.
Do the Ric Flair.
All right, on that note, thanks again for listening, guys, to the official tea.
See good night.
We'll see you next year
I'm gonna go
with
tuck
our pod.
These guys yes. into bed.